start the Big Ten season?
That's great. It feels great. I think since I've been here, this is my first time winning my first, like, Big Ten game, opener game. So it's definitely big for me personally and big for our team. It's a great accomplishment.
Take me through the final play for your team. You start to make the move, get tripped up at the foul line, foul called, less than a second to go, and you know you have to get to the free throw line to try to break the tie, and you do. Can you take us through that and what's going through your mind as the play develops and then to the free throw line?
Really to be my team's outlet if it's needed. Obviously, our first look is to go to Sarah for any game winner or one of our shooters. So then I was just like, look, we ain't got nothing. I got to do it. I got to be that person to make this difference and win this game for us. And when I got fouled, I was excited, but then when everything settled down, I definitely was like, I got to make these free throws. Missed the first one, but settled in to hit the second and, you know, help us get this W.
Yeah. What was the difference down the stretch, would you say? Because Rutgers in that fourth quarter kind of jumped out to a big lead, got back into the game. What was the difference down the stretch?
We just got to stay hungry. We see that we're up. We can't just settle. And that's what we did. And they stayed hungry the whole game, and that's what got them back into it. And we just got to stay hungry the whole 40 minutes, and we can win the game every game we play if we do.
Sharing the basketball has been a big emphasis for this team. 19 assists as a team. You had a season-high 7 assists.
Okay.
I said the 19. You like that number?
Okay, yeah, for sure. I mean, when we share the ball, we're a great team. I mean, obviously, this sport is not a one-on-one game. And you got to pass the ball to make a play, and that's what we did tonight. Like you said, 19 assists is great, especially for us and what we've been through the past couple seasons. 19 is great to hear.
8-2 start for you and your teammates. Did you know that's the best start at Wisconsin in 15 years?
No, I didn't know that.
What do you think when you hear
that? That's crazy. I'm happy. I'm about to go celebrate. Like, there's just nothing else to do about that. Like, we came in this game, we always want to go 1-0 every game, and that's what we did tonight. And the next game, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, and we want to keep building this record.
Let's keep doing it. Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.
All right, that's Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. Oh, sorry about that. Ronnie Porter, 66-64, Wisconsin. And now Associate Head Coach Margaret McKeon will put on the headset, and we'll talk a little bit about this one with Coach McKeon. How'd you see it play out down the stretch for your team? And can you talk about what was trying to happen there at the end? Ronnie was saying you want to get it to Sarah. She's the outlet. She ended up with the ball in her hands.
Yeah, we were trying to get it to Sarah and try to do a two-man game with Ronnie and Sarah. And obviously they were focused on Sarah, and then Ronnie had a lot of pressure on her. But Ronnie had, you know, the clue and the, you know, she was very smart about the clock and understanding that it's going down and I got to make something out of nothing. And she did, and they fouled. They did. It was a foul, but unfortunate, like, in those circumstances when it's just that close to being over, I can feel for Rutgers and their situation. And but Ronnie made a play and made the right play. So.
And then she made the free throw at least enough to get,
get
the lead, right?
And then Nat with the technical, you know, usually she's like steady Eddie on from the foul line. She makes 1 out of 2, which was great. And then we just needed to inbound the ball and it was kind of over.
So one of the things you mentioned to me on the pregame was just, you know, handling the boards, handling the offensive rebounds, even at 13 apiece on the offensive glass, and you out-rebound Rutgers by 7 today. How much of that was a key for your team?
Oh, my God, it was major key, like we talked about in the pregame talk. It's, you know, we needed to make sure that, you know, 54 and 1 didn't have more rebounds than our bigs. I think they might have they might have had one more than us. Mm-hmm. But still, Carter got on. The offensive glass was very helpful. Obviously, her foul trouble hurt a little bit down the stretch. But then Tess with that big shot, I mean, that's a huge shot.
The three in the corner, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, so that's why we brought her here, because they were isolating. You know, they had 2 or 3 people around Sarah, so we weren't going to be able to get her the ball. But she had the confidence to make that happen, and I'm happy for her because she didn't have a stellar day from, you know, the 3-point line, but she's 30% and she got to shoot. She got to just keep shooting regardless. And coach is like, if you're not going to shoot, I can't play you, you know, because that is her role.
And,
so,
it goes in when you need it the most too.
Oh my God. Thank the Lord. Yes.
You know, at the free throw line, no free throws in that first half, 12 of 17. We talked about the free throws down the stretch the last 4, but 12 of 17, how big was it to start to get those under your belt, 6 of 7 in the third quarter.
I mean, our third quarter, we played really well on both ends of the floor. I mean, obviously the fourth quarter kind of, I don't know if we had some tired legs or whatever the case may be, but they got back in the game. They attacked us pretty hard, obviously, with their 2 main players, and they got to the foul line, as you said. So, But I'm just happy that we got out with the victory at home. We got to protect our home court, and we did. And I'm just thankful that Sarah had a big game for us once again. And there was everybody kind of contributed. Nat had a guard, you know, McMiller, and did a really nice job on her. I know she got her average, but we didn't want anything more than that, and Nat did an excellent job on her.
Two more questions for you. By the way, 6-0 at home this season, too. Sharing the basketball, career-high 6 assists for Sarah Williams, a season-high 7 assists for Ronnie Porter. How crucial was the 19 total assists today?
Oh, my gosh, yes. But, I mean, you know, execution-wise, we kind of had some trouble with the zone. We were prepared for a zone. We thought they might zone us or double Sarah or triple-team Sarah, but we just were kind of hesitant with what we were running and getting into stuff quickly, and they slowed us down. I thought that helped them get back in the game and then sustain some stuff in the fourth quarter. But to be honest with you, I mean, we shared the ball. I mean, Sarah's doing an unbelievable job, because last year it would be like one assist to maybe 6 turnovers. So she made that adjustment, and we are doing things as a group and as a team, and we're relying on one another, and that's big.
Final thought for you here. The last time a Wisconsin team was 8-2 was 2009-2010. So it's been about 15 seasons of Badgers basketball since a record like that. What's your reaction when you hear that?
That's why we're here. We're here to make a winning program and get to late in March. And in the Big Ten, you can do that if you finish in the top half. And, you know, this is a type of game you have to have because you're at home. And we found a way to win. These, you know, one thing about our team is resilient, just as coach, and coach is pretty fiery, so are they. And our backs were against the wall, and we found a way to get it done. So it's just a nice group to coach. We're trying to make strides in the right direction, recruiting-wise, building the program the right way with coach's culture. And I think it's starting to see it. You're starting to see what we're trying to build here and what could happen. And then I think these stands will be full in no time when we keep winning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Associate Head Coach Margaret McKeon. Her Badgers a winner 66-64 today in the Big Ten opener. We'll take a break and break down the numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho ho ho!
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Maybe you're settled at home alone or with loved ones, covered in blankets, about to watch your favorite show. It's cozy, it's calm, and you're ready for a perfect night in. Therapy can feel a bit like that, a place for comfort, a time when you replenish your energy and take care of yourself. And hey, you can even do it without leaving that same cozy couch. This season is the perfect time to give therapy a try, right from the comfort of home. With BetterHelp, get matched with a tailored therapist based on your needs and preferences, entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Join our advertising family on WFHR WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Prepaid gift cards are popular for both shoppers and scammers. Only purchase gift cards from authorized retailers. And before buying one, check for signs of package tampering, a scratched-off security code, or added barcode sticker. After purchasing gift cards, use them quickly to avoid theft by a scammer. Finally, only scammers will demand you pay them with a gift card. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
When you put it like that.
Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Post-game show wrapping up here at the Kohl Center. 66-64, Wisconsin women's basketball, a winner over Rutgers in the Big Ten opener. 1-0 in Big Ten play for the Badgers and 8-2 overall this season. Let's check the Big Ten scoreboard before we get to some final stats. So a few finals now in the Big Ten, including here obviously today, but elsewhere it was 25th-ranked Nebraska picking up a Big Ten victory over Minnesota, 84-65. Number 24, Michigan State, played a non-conference matchup against DePaul and won 89-61. Number 23, Michigan in Ann Arbor, a win over Northwestern, 60-54. This one in the third quarter, about 3 minutes to go, 12th-ranked Ohio State leads number 21, Illinois, 54-38. And number 1, UCLA, undefeated this season at 7-0, leads Washington early first quarter. It's 12-10 there. All right, let's take a look at these final numbers. A lot of big numbers for some of the Badgers on the court. But first, for Rutgers, they were led by Destiny Adams, 23 points on 10 of 23 shooting with 7 rebounds in 36 minutes. Mick Miller scored 20 points. A freshman grabbed 6 rebounds, handed out 4 assists on 9 of 19 shooting. After that, the scoring for Rutgers drops to 8 for Cornwell with 11 rebounds in 27 minutes. And then 4 points for Thompson and 4 points for Lacey. Lacey did secure 6 rebounds. 3 points from Perkins and 2 from Petticord. For the Badgers, 3 players in double figures. Sarah Williams picks up her 6th double-double of the season. 20 points and 13 rebounds with a career-high 6 assists from Williams. She was 7 of 10 from the floor and made 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Williams did not record a block today, however. Badgers had, what did I say, just 1 block today, I believe? Here, let me push this button over here. Yeah, they had just 1 block. It was from Carter McRae, so no blocks for Williams today, but 20 and 13. Then 14 points for Carter McRae. She picked up 8 rebounds as well, 27 minutes, 7 of 9 from the floor. She's 23 of her last 26 from the field. She did foul out of this game. Tess Myers, the big three, put her up and into double figures, the three late. 11 points on 4 of 13 shooting, including 3 of 10 from downtown for Myers. Then it was 9 for Ronnie Porter with a season-high 7 assists. 9 points for Natalie Leitzinger. She picked up 5 rebounds in 36 minutes. And 3 points from Hallie Douglas on 1 of 3 shooting with 5 rebounds. Cron played 10 minutes, 0 of 3. Jimenez played 4 minutes, did not attempt a shot, did have an assist for Wisconsin. 66-64. Wisconsin is now 8-2 and 1-0 in the Big Ten. Let's listen to some of the highlights from today's Badgers win. McRae sets the high screen on McMiller. Leitzinger flips it back inside. McRae catches, shot blocked down low. McRae gets it back and puts it up and in for 2. McRae is just too much down low right now for Rutgers. Left elbow, kicks to the corner. Myers for 3. Shot clock buzzer sounds, and it's good for Tess Myers right before the shot clock buzzer. Spins out on top to Leitzinger. Leaves it for Williams. Back out, Porter, right side, 3, and it's in for Ronnie. Porter drills the triple, and Wisconsin leads by three. Double team on Nat. Back out to Myers, out on top. Back to the left side. Leitzinger, rainbow three. No good. It's loose in the paint. It's grabbed by Williams. Out to Myers for three. Bring it up. Tess Myers from downtown. Wisconsin leading 38-33 over the Scarlet Knights. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Leitzinger, three. Left side. Ring it up. Natalie Leitzinger from downtown. Douglas inbounding, gets it to Porter. Porter defended by Petticord. Here we go. Clock ticks away. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. Left corner three. Myers connects from the corner. Tess Myers from downtown. Wisconsin takes the lead with 35.2 seconds to go. With less than a second to play. Just need to get it inbounded. Williams catches, buzzer sounds, a shove by Cornwell, doesn't matter. Wisconsin survives and starts the Big Ten season with a win. 66-64 over Rutgers. And the Badgers are off to an 8-2 start this season, their best start in 15 years. 66-64, the final score. Wisconsin wins it down the stretch. And the Badgers are 1-0 in the Big Ten. Rutgers falls to 5-4 this season and 0-1 in the conference. Ronnie Porter got tripped up on a drive. A foul was called with less than a second to go. Rutgers coach Coquise Washington then got a technical foul called against her. The Badgers, Ronnie Porter goes one of two at the line. Then they shoot the technical free throws. Leitzinger goes one of two at the line. Badgers by two. Inbound ball game. Wisconsin 1-0 in the Big Ten. 8-2 this season. And there you go. Some of the highlights from today's Wisconsin W. Badgers now 8-2 this year. Up next, back to the non-conference for Wisconsin. They'll be on the road coming up this week against Butler. Badgers take on Butler on Wednesday. Then it's back here on December 20th at the Kohl Center for another non-conference against Albany before the Big Ten kicks back into gear on December 28th. So the Badgers a winner here tonight, 66-64. I'd like to thank Adam Morrison for producing back in Jefferson City. For Adam, I'm John Audius saying so long from the Kohl Center in Madison, where the Badgers are a winner by two over Rutgers this afternoon. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Tied. That it would be a Supreme Court that would listen and really actually apply, the Constitution and the rule of law, et cetera. So it was a long, long, hard-fought battle. So we've got a lot more work to do, but excited about it.
Oh, yeah. And it is a refreshing change that the Wisconsin Supreme Court is no longer a subsidiary of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, at least until April 1st, which I imagine, given that Education Allies have been plenty active already in trying to change the political landscape out there. I imagine that enthusiasm level, believe it or not, is going to be ramped up even higher as a result of this decision when you look at how pivotal that April 1st Supreme Court race is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think on both sides, Pat, to be honest with you, I think that those on the Republican side, particularly Robin Voss and others, they're going to look at this is their way to be able to curtail some of the things that have been happening, particularly the redrawing of maps. I mean, that was this Supreme Court. Again, I think they're going to invest a lot. They're going to put a lot. This is going to be a very expensive Supreme Court race. It's going to be a very tough one. But like I said, we're in it to win it. And we're just not going to back down. This is too important to us.
And then I just want to come back briefly on the point that you made. What really changes here is that Act 10 limited negotiating pretty much to wages, which, of course, were capped at the inflation rate. So there really wasn't much to negotiate. There's all this flexibility now with what I guess the shorthand version would be working conditions. But that kind of flexibility is where you think there can be some real strength in fixing what is ailing some of education in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, in all my years as a local president in Eau Claire and having the opportunity to be a part of the bargaining team and do bargaining in the Eau Claire Area School District, never in all my years as a union leader did we ever want to bankrupt the district. That really, we had the mediation arbitration law in there that took care of all the wage part of it. It was some of those other pieces, the language pieces that really really were important to our members, the number of sick days we get, et cetera. All that kind of stuff is incredibly important to the working conditions for our employees. And it's a tough 9 months when you're a teacher. And so being able to have the kind of working conditions that help our educators is critically important.
It is a level of respect that has been long overdue, dating back to the Scott Walker years, that we see finally slowly being restored in Wisconsin. Duff Martin, it is always great to talk to you. Safe travels, and we'll continue to follow matters, especially between now and April, but all the time with you as an education advocate. Thanks, Duff, for the time.
Yep. Thanks, Pat. Good to see you.
You bet. When we come back, we'll talk to folks in the Hudson School District about the fork in the road faced after a referendum last month. That's on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News special report deposed Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad has fled to Moscow and has received asylum by longtime ally Russia. Speaking from the White House, President Biden called Syria's political upheaval an opportunity for the people there to rebuild their country.
It's a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria to build a better future for their proud country. It's also a moment of risk and uncertainty.
BBC News correspondent Barbara Plett-Usher is in Damascus.
I was speaking to one man, and I asked him about Bashar al-Assad, and he said, I have to even still think twice before I feel safe enough to say his name. That's how afraid we've all been of the regime.
It's the end of the half-century rule from the Assad family.
Bashar al-Assad was not interested in talking about any transition of power whatsoever, and he has now paid the price.
That's the BBC's Frank Gardner. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens with Civic Media Sports. Marquette defeated Wisconsin yesterday 88-74 in a matchup of ranked teams. It was the fifth time in history both schools were ranked when they played each other. The Badgers led by two at halftime, but nine second-half turnovers forced by the Golden Eagles led to a big comeback. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart got his first win over the Badgers in four tries.
It's a terrific game and awesome atmosphere. Really grateful for our fans. The way they lit up Fiserv today. This is what college basketball is all about. I'm really grateful for the fact that there's two great college basketball programs in this state and that we get to play every year.
Four Marquette players scored in double figures, and the Golden Eagles shot 50% in the win. Next up for 8-2 Wisconsin is number 19 Illinois on Tuesday. Marquette will face Dayton a week from Saturday. The Milwaukee Bucks will play this evening against the Brooklyn Nets. The Bucks are coming off of back-to-back losses. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life. And
with your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for some fog, a low of 31, partly sunny, 39 for Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, breezy, 24. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. On Wednesday, a few snow showers possible, and we'll have highs in the mid-teens.
Right now, 40 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of our long-term care system. And AARP says the state could be doing more to support them. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Family caregivers often go without vital support, even as they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year, according to AARP data. The holidays can bring added stress to their already full plates, but Martin Hernandez with AARP Wisconsin says times like these are when important discussions should happen.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
It's estimated caregivers spend on average about $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses. He says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. Expanding the state's family medical leave law to include up to 14 weeks of paid leave is also needed, Hernandez says. Proponents also hope the state will prioritize the needs of caregivers and the state's aging population as they develop the next state budget, which could include adopting the Medicaid expansion. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that has not yet expanded its Medicaid program, which would extend eligibility to about 91,000 more residents. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for some fog, a low of 31, partly sunny, 39 for Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, breezy, 24. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. On Wednesday, a few snow showers possible, and we'll have highs in the mid-teens.
Right now, 40 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, I'm back. The fog is lifted. The earth is shifted. It raised the gifted. You knew I'd be back, so pack your bone to hit the road, Jack. Cause daddy's home with the funky hot prince.
What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish, alongside the great, the powerful,
the powerful
Wizard of Wisconsin, Dan Yell Fairman, and Ellie Mae Smoller joining us in the studio today. Man, is there a better week in the state of Wisconsin, Danielle? Is there a better week than the week before Thanksgiving? I mean, really?
Absolutely
for hunting.
Not. Absolutely not. Everything you can do out there, you can do, especially the deer hunting for the gun deer season, which I did not get a thing.
I didn't either.
Whoa. What?
We did like deer drives and hunted
like
every single day.
Lady, women, hunters.
Hunters.
You guys are like
hunters.
For real hunters.
What a strange season.
Why?
I just feel like all the big boys were gone by the time hunting rolled around. You know, I think the rut was definitely early this year.
I think the rut was definitely early. I mean, I saw him running around on Halloween for sure.
Right.
I mean, and
well,
before
that's usually
Halloween.
When the rut is, though. Right. Halloween is like prime time, the golden day.
Yeah, but I feel like last year we almost had, you know, it was earlier rut and then it happened again. Like there was kind
two
of a
ruts.
Late situation.
Yeah. There's just so much going on. It makes me so excited because you've got goose is open, duck is open. It's the last week for duck in Wisconsin. The gun deer season starts. Turkey is open. I mean, grouse, pheasant, everything is open in Wisconsin. And the greatest thing about it, honest to God, is like being able to use what you kill to make Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I definitely would have had a turkey for Thanksgiving, an actual live turkey, but I had a 30-06. I didn't really want to shoot the turkey. that was 20 yards away with
in
a 30-06.
You can kill a turkey with a 30-06 with a rifle in Florida. You can, but it does take, there's something it kind of takes away from it if you're not getting those turkeys up tight and, you know, and taking a nice ethical shot with a shotgun.
I also made a friend out in the woods when we were doing a deer drive.
You made a friend in the woods during a deer drive?
Yeah, you want to know what it was?
Well,
it's good,
better than making enemies during a deer drive, that's for sure.
It was a cat. A cat came up to me and just sat with me. They were driving towards me and I'm just sitting there by a tree and I'm hearing something behind me, obviously too light for a deer. I'm like, what is this? Maybe it's a bunny. It's definitely not a squirrel because it did not sound annoying. But then all of a sudden, this cat just
did
meowed at me
it,
and I'm
Danielle.
Like, oh,
what did you
adorable.
Name it?
Did you
what did
name
you name
it?
Your woods cat?
I did not name it. I said, hello, meow, meow.
Let me tell you what I'm so the Foul Life was in town. We did a ton of shooting. For the show, we did interviews with Annie Schwartz, the monster. And you can go back to the podcast. You know, you can listen to our podcast Raised in Wisco on Danielle.
Spotify. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to us on YouTube, Facebook, and civicmedia.us/raisedinwisco. I'm getting the thumbs up from Jess. Yay, right. Me. High five.
Good. Well,
Did I say Spotify? Apple Music.
Yes.
There we go.
I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast. And if you want to listen to us, you can listen to us live on Saturdays on any Civic Media station throughout the great state of Wisconsin. So we had this week, which is just kind of the culmination of the hunting season here in Wisconsin. And the weather was great. The weather got a little colder. Mm-hmm. I think it got the deer up and moving. I hunted goose, ducks. I killed a turkey and literally made it for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you that recipe coming up, which is an awesome recipe. And I had one day to sit in the deer blind. So I sat one day in the deer blind with my little nephew, Harrison, which was so cool. And right at the last minute, a doe came out and I had the 30-06 and, you know, shot the doe instant, very ethical kill. And I'm not even joking. Brad's Processing out in Watertown, they had that done. They've got it done already. It's in my freezer. I picked it up today.
Wow.
That's crazy. And his stuff's so good. He probably doesn't want me telling people about it because he has so many. I came Thanksgiving night and I pulled up in his driveway and he and his wife pulled up there. They look at me. They're like, Joel, what are you doing? We're not open. You cannot leave that dead deer carcass here. And I looked at them and I put on my pouty eyes and he's like,
oh, little puppy dog eyes.
So I went to go pick up the stuff. He's like, we can't leave it here. You got to pick it up. So I went and I put together a basket of provider spices and the right wing sauce. And I gave him a nice little Christmas bonus on it. And so Brad,
it's a bribe basket.
It is a little bit of a Brad. It's a Bradley bribe basket. Brad's processing, but it was great. What I'm really excited about, producer Jess, turn your mic on.
Okay. Ooh.
We. So now duck is closed already.
Yeah.
Nutty is that? That drives me nuts how short the duck season is. Because mm-hmm. Those things are so delicious.
They are delicious. I did not shoot enough this season. So
I didn't either. I think I killed four and they're already gone. We had Toughest Stone National Grill Master in town. They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone usually the night of.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. Eating wild mallard duck. But I want to talk to Jess because one of the cool things for me, I mean, I love the heat of it, but it actually gets to me as someone who hunts, and you guys can speak to this too. When you're that excited about hunting, you don't know what species to hunt when they're all open.
How do you choose?
It gets like confusing and frustrating. Mm-hmm. So when the seasons start to close, it actually gets a little better. And Jess, our producer, is going to go turkey hunting with us for the first time ever in her life. She's going to hunt with us. And I want to know, so we put a date on the calendar, Jess. I want to know I want the listeners to hear this because one of the things this show is important to this show and important to us on this show is bringing new people into the comfort zone of hunting or being part of the outdoors or fishing or just enjoying Wisconsin for what it has to offer. I want to know, you as somebody who has never been exposed to this in your life, we've become friends and work colleagues with and work fantastic with. This is something so outside of anything you've done before. What are the thoughts and feelings that you're going through as the time gets closer for us to hunt together?
I'm really excited to experience this because I've been trying to be more conscious about eating well, not just for myself, but for this world, for the environment. And so much of the food that we eat is traveling thousands of miles to get to us.
Yep.
And the meat that we're eating, that it comes from animals who did not live good lives.
Yeah. I mean, purchased meat.
A lot of purchased meat from stores is coming from animals that lived their entire lives in a small cage.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just hit on something that's not talked about enough. You know, you're always going to have the people who are diehard hunters and diehard Second Amendment people. And then you're always going to have the people who are diehard anti-hunters. You're going to have those on the fringes. But I've always said, if you are a meat eater and we keep moving more toward a paleo, we're learning that protein is really one of the healthiest things you can put in your body. And then if you want to talk about eating organic protein, the animals were we're hunting are living off the land. I mean, when we hunt ducks and geese, they're living in some remote corner of Canada for, you know, 9 months out of the year. Very often they're eating grasses and wild rice and the things that, you know, and they are eating from farm fields. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things that I think brings the right and left philosophies politically together is this commonality of wanting to eat healthy food.
Absolutely.
And if an animal lives its entire life free and gets whacked one day, to me, that's almost more ethical than an animal that's born in a cage, raised in a cage, and killed for food.
I think that's quite true. And that's one of the reasons why I've been interested in hunting. And it was not something that I ever thought that I had a path to get to.
And then here we go. God works in mysterious ways, Jess.
That is true. So it was a bit of kismet to be paired with you as your producer.
Good word too.
And I'm really excited for this opportunity. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I have to be honest. We had Anastasia was our producer for quite a while, and we got along great, and it was fantastic. And then we found we were going to have a new producer, and as always, there's just a little bit of, you know, wonder: is it going to work out right and everything?
Sure.
And I'm so glad to have you back outside of the fishbowl there for us, helping us out, because
absolutely,
it makes me. And I have to tell you, I make no mistake about it. I'm downright giddy about it because there's nothing more exciting to me than bringing somebody from the outside to the understanding or insight of what's in my brain. I do it to a fault.
I don't think any of us know what's going on in my brain so far into that.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many layers of cowboy hats that you have to get through.
You went right to cowboy hats?
I did.
I have so many hats.
I know.
I wear so many hats. Okay, make fun of the old guy who's in the room. That's fine.
It comes from a place of affection. You know it.
I'm fine with that. But it makes me downright giddy to help expose people with the understanding that I never put the pressure on them to enjoy it or like it. But I think that in life, there are understandings that happen between people. And hunting in the outdoors, fishing, even kayaking, something you'll never catch me in a sideways banana, in even mountain climbing, all those things, those are things that we can find commonalities in. And I'm not trying to wax like, you know, softy here, but when you have connections with people and you find what the connections are, you can so very often solve the other things in life that people end up fighting about or end up, you know, grousing back and forth about that are really not worth it. Because when you find commonality, all of a sudden you start to realize that, hey, that person, they're not crazy. They just have a different way of looking at things. And I think that is something important to me.
It takes all kinds of people to live the life we live.
It really does. And I think that's one of the things, and you'd never ever say to yourself, hunting is that common denominator that's going to bring people together. But Danielle,
it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
think
it's connected to food, and food everybody is a great
uniter. Food is spiritual. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
What we eat and drink into our bodies becomes part of our souls. And I truly believe that. And I truly believe that is why the ritual of sitting together and breaking bread is so important. Mm-hmm. And you know, Danielle and Ellie, don't you just get this overwhelming feeling when you bring someone into it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Ellie. I know you bring tons of people being what you do.
I think it is so rewarding.
I want to hear about that, but I'm curious because it really does mean so much to me. And that is one of our goals on this show, is to share that with people. And I know because of my last name and because of what I did for a living and because of who my wife is, I know there are people who prejudge me based on what they think they know about me. And part of the neat thing about Raised in Wisco and Civic Media is I get an opportunity to show people that we can all get along and figure it out together. I can't wait to tell you about this recipe and the hunt coming up.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening.
For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho ho ho!
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, Wisconsin! You're listening to Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman.
Joel Clayfish.
I like how we just did that right there. That was good. That was like on cue and planned almost. You know, we're talking about what it means to bring somebody into hunting, into the hunting world. And I don't mean to just specify it on hunting, but I think to me, hunting is kind of the most visceral of the outdoor activities. I mean, let's be honest. It's the most, it has an element of violence. It has
everybody loves a good violence.
It has an element of care that must be taken for the safety and literally life of other human beings.
Absolutely.
It has an element of the gravity of taking a life in order to do it successfully. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're killing an animal, which I think is not something to be taken lightly. We're
absolutely
talking with Jess, the producer. You know, first off, let me just tell you, I want to welcome you. We love to have you along on Raised in Wisco on 13 Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin Saturdays. You can hear our podcast. You can go back and listen and say, what are they talking about from that before show? Go back and listen. It's worth it. I'm not kidding. If you want to
listen to it.
Do you really?
I hope so.
Well, I hope
it's fantastic.
You listen to it.
You're whenever on, I need a good laugh.
Half the time you're on it, Ellie. Ellie Mae Smoller's in the studio with us today. Our on again, off again fill-in host. So it's great to have you here. And I'm keeping a little secret.
Ooh.
About, well, I'm, you know the secret.
A lot.
I'm not keeping it from
you.
You do.
Do I know the secret?
I'm not sure
secret
Jess
from
knows.
Me?
No, no,
is
no,
it
no,
a
no,
triangle
no, no.
secret? Is a super secret?
No, no. We listen.
A triangle, Danielle.
This, our
where did that go?
Danielle.
Producer Jess, can I just say I'm never the one to walk on the line here. If it's ever walked on, Danielle
is
the one.
My name is Danielle Fairman. I cross the line all the time.
I'm familiar with it.
Our circle of trust extends beyond the fishbowl into the producer's lounge. I just want to say. And Jess is our
Everyone's doing great. Everyone's doing great.
See, my purpose of the show.
Take a deep breath.
Is this is why I listen to the podcast. Humor to this and the dog.
Even Bandit's laughing.
Oh, yeah. I think Bandit internally. I'm laughing inside too.
The secret.
The secret that's coming up. I'm just going to say this.
Bush's baked beans.
No. Oh. The secret has to do with Danielle.
Ooh.
Ellie.
Yes. Jessica, and our new friend.
Jessica.
Not producer Jess.
And not producer Jess. A different Jessica. And.
And.
Palmettos. Palm trees and wild boars.
Yeah, now I know what it is.
So yes. Excited. Yeah, we've talked about it in front of you, Jess. I'm so excited to talk to you about that. I'm stuttering.
I've known you for how long? You never stutter.
From time to time, I do, evidently.
Friday, we are heading to 75. I am.
We're heading south on Friday.
Yes. This is called a tease in radio. Jessica.
Danielle, we have to button up the secret.
Jess, producer Jess is burying her head in the fishbowl right now. But she's laughing, and that's always one of my goals. Let's get back on track for a minute.
There was a track?
We're going to find it.
I take the road less travel.
Danielle is famous for throwing us off base. I would like to point out to the people listening, there are no substances used in the creating of this show either, by the way. This is 100% stone sober natural.
Just so, water and Mountain Dew.
Water and Mountain Dew.
And a burrito.
Taco John's.
And hash browns in a bowl.
Taco John's. No, they're not hash browns.
Tater tots. Hey, what about finding that track?
Back on track with Jessica. We're talking about hunting literally being the most visceral of the outdoor activities. You have to be the most conscious of safety. You are taking the life of an animal in a successful hunt. You have at risk the lives of human beings. And so, and pulling the trigger on something and killing it, whether it's bow or gun or air gun, is a daunting responsibility.
Yes.
So we were talking with producer Jess, who is set up to hunt with us, and she was telling us a little bit, Jess, you were telling us a little bit about how you're excited, but slightly apprehensive. What do you think goes through the mind of I want to know what goes through the mind of someone who's never done something as with such gravity as this before, because I'm always trying to drag people kicking and screaming or walking into hunting with me, but I never want to be the person to force it. And I always want them to naturally feel they can go as far with it as they feel comfortable. So what is going through your mind? What was it like telling people you were going to actually hunt? What were some of the reactions of some of the folks, you know, who may or may not be hunters? I'm so curious about this.
Well, let me tell you this. I am one of those people who, if I see a spider in the house, I will get a little cup and I will take that spider outside.
Okay.
I will not squish it.
I'm going to interject right here.
Okay, sure.
Because I do that all the time. Ladybugs, butterfly, anything that I see that I'm not going to actually use, I'm trying to keep that life alive. Unless it's a mosquito or some annoying little bug. Right.
Mosquitoes are the only bugs that I will
decimate.
I will murder a mosquito. However, I think that's self-defense because
spiders are also self-defense in my world.
Yeah, no, that's
so
true too.
So what goes through my mind is that weighing of a life. And the thought that I've been sort of wrestling with is in that moment of trying to decide if I'm going to pull the trigger, I will consider the creature's life and that
as you should.
And I do think that. So that's something that's been going through my head. When I've told people that I'm going to go hunting, mostly they've been like, interesting. Okay. And they're like, how? Why? And I've sort of explained my connection. And then it's sort of been like, oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good experience to have. Something new. So that's kind of where I'm at. That's kind of what's going through my head. And I'm excited to have this experience and just sort of see what it really is like.
Yeah, the pressure's on. I don't know if we'll ever even have anything in front of us that we'll have to contemplate pulling the trigger on. Nah. I mean, that's hunting, right? To hear you say that gives me such peace and joy. I can't even tell you that because as somebody who loves it so much and has such a passion for it, to know that there are those out there who may have had a preconceived notion who are willing to step into the ring, whether they throw a punch or not, doesn't really matter.
I mean, if you put me in a ring, I will throw a punch. Okay. But.
But I think a common misconception of hunters is that, oh, they just hate, they must hate animals. They're out there killing them all the time. And that is.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano with deposed Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad now in Moscow, and with asylum granted by Russia, President Biden says it's a time of uncertainty in the region. Speaking from the White House, he pledged to support that country.
We will engage with all Syrian groups, including within the province.